call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. It is January 10th, 2015. This is the second day of the regular meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. And boy, do we have an important job to do, first item of this agenda. We have been meeting in executive session since 7 a.m. to discuss this incredibly important, far-reaching decision that we are about to make. And I think I've said over and over and over again and over again how seriously we take this decision, how much we understand that this decision is going to mean so much to every employee of the department, to every citizen of the state, to our tribal co-managers. We get it that this is probably the most important job we do. So we've appreciated all the comments that we've received from the public, verbal, through emails, through telephone calls. We've certainly heard your views, and we do want to make the very best choice because this is the person that we're going to be working with. We will be saying things to go on the record, make it absolutely clear how much we've appreciated the tenure, the work that Phil Anderson has done. So that will be left to the end of the meeting. But now it's time to get to work on making our decision about who the next department director will be. The process will be that we will go one by one. Commissioners will express their views about the qualities of the candidates we considered, what they were drawn to. If they would like to, they can go into great detail about the comparison of the candidates, but we will not be referring to the candidates by name. We have decided, we've agreed with the candidates in order to make sure our candidate pool was as wide as possible. Some people don't want their names known, so we are going to be referring to the candidates by a label, by a letter. So we will have initially a discussion, and from that discussion, we will determine whether we are ready to vote. If we are ready to vote, we will have a motion, which will then be seconded, and we will then decide whether there are enough votes to pass the motion. After the motion has been made and passed, we will then have a break because it will be an opportunity then to make a formal job offer to the person that we've selected. And if there is an acceptance of that offer, we will then announce the name. So that's our process. Okay, I'm going to start off by asking Commissioner Menken to express his views.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, we have some really big shoes to fill. It will be, in my estimation, very difficult to match the experience of our outstanding retiring director, Phil Anderson. I'm going to make some comments this morning, but rather than speaking initially to any individual, I'm going to list what I think are the traits that we need to see in our new director. First and foremost, I think that the candidate must embrace a conservation ethic that's bolstered by good science. And understanding of the new science of ecosystem management, biological diversity, and healthy habitat is very, very important. And it's going to get more important, I think, in the future. The candidate must be a visionary. He's got to have the ability to see into the future and anticipate the likes of climate change, ocean acidification, human population pressure and their impact on wildlife and the habitat that that wildlife depends on. The candidate must have the personality and the humility to interact with diverse groups of citizens that live on and enjoy the natural beauty of our state wildlife lands. He must have the knowledge and the experience in dealing with a broad spectrum of fish and wildlife issues that will cross his desk almost daily. In this state, he must bridge the gap between East and West, recognizing the varying needs of those of us who live in Western Washington and those that reside in Eastern Washington. He must have the skills to navigate and negotiate through the many pitfalls of contentious issues, but the compassion to understand the needs and desires of those who live on and enjoy our wildlife lands. He must have a recognition that the goals of our tribal co-managers are more often than not the same as ours. The director must have a sense of recognition that our natural wildlife resources belong to all the people of the state, who in turn have the right to the enjoyment of the resources, now at about 1 million acres of wildlife land that the department manages. And finally, he must have a recognition of the economic value of wildlife to the communities of the state. And in my estimation, the candidate, D, exhibits the strongest leadership skills and meets these goals.
So you are prepared to vote today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Commissioner Smitten, would you like to share your views?
Thank you, Chair. You can tell I've been a student of Dr. Mankins for many years, because some of our comments are so similar. These are really difficult decisions. And first, I very much would like to assure the public that among the final candidates that we interviewed a second time, there were several that were qualified for the position of director, and that just makes our task up here all the tougher. We all look through different lenses as we examine the candidates, and I have my list. It's much more abbreviated than my friend. And I was looking for these characteristics in a new director. Enthusiasm. I really want to, they have to express the desire for the job, the fire in the belly. Leadership. Proven, successful manager of a large organization. Strong communicators, whether that's with staff, with the border commission, legislature, constituency. Previous tribal interactions. Resource manager with technical experience, scientific integrity. Everything we do should start with conservation and science. Finally, I guess, just to sum it up, a problem solver. So I tried to weigh those factors as we interviewed the candidates. And I want to very much express my appreciation to all the candidates. Most of them had those characteristics. They certainly had the desire for the job. Demonstrated leadership skills, good communicators, legislative experience, all candidates, and then they begin to separate. So I'd like to now indicate the specifics of selecting the candidate that I support. Person's at the peak of his career, wants to go out on top. Clear commitment to fish and wildlife conservation. Leads by example. Has tribal expertise, and let me just expand on that for a moment, because I was so impressed when I read his resume. He represented his state on the Columbia Basin Fish and Wildlife Authority, was a member of the Idaho's negotiating team that resolved southern Idaho's wildlife mitigation with Bonneville Power Administration. That led to securing $40 million. But he did this served in both of those positions, being involved directly with the state's Indian tribes. And finally, when interviewed, and this candidate was discussed with a major tribe in Idaho, they sustain their support of this person as a good leader. I also believe that this candidate has strong scientific integrity. I was so impressed with a lengthy list of articles that he had published as first author, as well as a team, a collaboration with many others. And I summed up my thoughts in that this person is prepared, articulate, smart, and balanced in his decision-making. And finally, there were a couple comments. We had a chance to read what others had to say about the candidates, and here are the 3 points that stood out. Effective communicator with incredible listening skills. I can tell you in this job, it's 90% listening and 10% talking. Highest level of professionalism, of professional integrity and ethics. Greatest strength is remaining truly objective and balanced in dealing with a wide variety of stakeholders. And for those reasons, I'm supporting candidate D.
Thank you. Would someone else like to go? Commissioner Carpenter, are you ready?
I can.
I see you're still writing. Sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not easy following those two very talented and very articulate colleagues of mine, and so I'll do my best from there. I first want to speak for a moment about our current director, Phil Anderson. Known him for a long time, worked with him for a long time, respected him for a long time. Those are some shoes that border on impossible to fill. He knows more about most stuff by accident than most of the rest of us do on purpose. It's a difficult job. I want to honor him and thank him for his time. Talk a little bit about the candidates that we had, from the large group in the beginning down to the final four. I gotta tell you, folks, that's some tough sled in trying to sort out the wheat from the chaff there, and different aspects of talent, different knowledge bases, different ways of doing business. Very, very respected people. So it didn't make it very. It was not easy. So I fell back on my experiences, my years of being in management, both for companies as an employee and for my own business over the last decades. And done that, and having done that, one person has risen to the top, in my view, for some of these reasons. There's more that have already been mentioned and will probably be mentioned again, but the individual came across in a very, very professional manner, was quick-witted to answer questions and show his intellectual ability, very articulate. And my sense is the individual can multitask and solve problems on a regular, everyday basis. Experience include but are not limited to wolves, anadromous fish management, ESA, ungulates, along with many, many, many other experiences that are related to fish and wildlife management. He also has a good record of positive relationship with tribal governments, and I think that's crucial to have an ongoing working relationship into the future. So based on all those reasons and many more that I'm not going to spend a lot of time going over because other folks have their comments, I will also support candidate D.
Commissioner Kehoe, you want to share?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this is the one of, if not the most important roles that the commission plays, and that is the selection of a director. I know I've taken the job very seriously, and I know my other fellow commissioners have as well. It's a difficult process. We were fortunate in that we had many qualified candidates. The job only got harder as the list was reduced down to four candidates. All of them have, as was described or stated earlier, skills that are important to the job, leadership, kind of proven histories in their prior roles. During the process, like I say, it was hard, but there was one candidate I think that did ultimately rise to the top for me, and it was, you know, based on some of the reasons that were previously given. Also, not to say that the other candidates were not likable. This candidate is a very likable person, and I think that's very important. This is a people job, a person job, not only with the public, but also with within the agency itself. I think in order to motivate people, people have to like you. We're human beings. I know that's I have a hard time in being motivated by somebody that is not that I don't get along with. Not to say that the other ones are not likable, but this person I think rose to the top, and so for that reason I'm prepared to support candidate D.
Okay, you're ready to vote. I'm hearing
yes.
Ready to vote from everyone. Commissioner Kenny, you want to share your views?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Being one of the last, it's a lot easier because I just can say, yeah, what they said. But I really wrestled with this, and I believe me, when I think about all the candidates and look each one of them in the eye again at some point, I'll want to make sure they understand that you are all were excellent, just excellent. So I think our job was very tough to figure out who we felt would be the best leader of this organization into the future. And to talk about something a little different than the other folks, in my review of the candidates, you know, my expertise is in some of the terrestrial aspects. You know, I get involved with wolf issues quite a bit. And I really took this on as a how are people going to feel about this decision? And the candidate that I ended up coming to the top for me was one that I wasn't sure at first would be the best choice from an overall standpoint. And yet, the more I learned about him, the more we interviewed, the more I looked into his background, the more I heard of his references, the more I heard of how processes went around wolf issues in the state he came from. I'm very aware of, you know, being judged by where you come from, not who you are. And I think this person laid a clear path in the state of Idaho towards scientifically backed wolf management. It wasn't necessarily the decision of the state, of the politics in that state. And I think in the end, if this person is selected, I think people will come to realize he's a very fair person. He's fair-minded. He looks at the science, at the facts. I think he will do well in listening. He has a trait that I think our current director has, that I'm very, very thankful for, and that is empathy. You know, Phil has always been able to listen to commercial fishermen, listen to recreational fishermen, listen to ranchers, listen to environmental folks on wolf issues, and really empathize with each group and try to find that middle ground, and I think this candidate does that as well. I think in the long term, you know, down the road, we'll be very happy with a person that can work with people. I think he'll have the ability and has the skill set from where he came from to work with tribes. He has some background in hydronomous fish, which is hard to find in any of, out there. So I just think very highly of this candidate, as well as I did of all the others. But I think this is the one that I can see as being the best choice for our organization right now, and that's candidate D.
Okay, Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And some of this I would like to address to the crowd, because I came from the ranching community, and we have a somewhat adversarial role with the department on quite a few issues. And when given the opportunity to come on the commission, I kind of going, well, go see. But it's been a real eye-opener for me, and the respect that I have gained for Phil, and when I was told he was retiring, kind of went through a mourning phase because of the respect, that I have for the man. So anyway, I was going, my God, I couldn't even imagine coming up behind Phil. That'd be like coming up to bat behind Babe Ruth. But there again, the same sports analogy, records are always broken. It's just the way it is. I lost a wife 2 years ago. The world keeps spinning, so we go on. But that being said, when we first got the initial list, I was going, oh my God. But just like was said, the more we got down into it, there were definitely three people that rose to the top to me, and I was just amazed. I'm going, yeah, this deal will work. And you get kind of the tail end of the pack. These guys have expressed some thanks, and the thought and the effort that has gone into this, I would like to compliment my fellow commissioners. It's amazing. The lack of sleep, the amount of sleep that have been lost over this deal, and the effort and all the background stuff that's went into it. And there again, I'm just asking the crowd, when you get into this stuff, and I know it can get really adversarial, but there's a lot of thought and effort goes into all of these decisions. So, yeah, you can get mad at us and everything else, but in the end, there is a lot of thought, and there isn't a person on here with an agenda. Everybody's here to represent this state is to the umpteenth degree, and the resource is the biggest thing, and that is how a lot of these decisions are made. What is right for the resource, and kind of let the groups fall where they may. We do our best not to pick winners and losers, so I got away from where I supposed to finish this. It is. Because there again, I feel the newbie on here, and I can relate to a lot of these people sitting here in this crowd. So, yes, the decision was tough. It was really tough. It got down to where there was, to me, there were three people that could have stepped into this position, and I think taken us, at least carried on with Phil, and probably taken us to new heights. And I think personally in my mind, we've got a really good guy that's coming on board, and I feel very comfortable with him. My selection will be candidate D.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Smith?
Thank you. Hard act to follow, my friend. 6 years ago, it was one of my first tasks was to be in when Phil was brought on board, and it was a distinct pleasure to be here for the last 6 years working with Phil. So, again, my friend, well done. We, as my colleagues have said, have done an extensive review of excellent people, and I include many of those people as my personal friends as well as colleagues that we looked at. Not an easy task, but it's the task that we had to do. I'm comfortable with what my colleagues have said in that I believe one of the candidates that did rise to the top in my estimation does embody the essence of the conservation ethic, does have extensive tribal experience, is well-versed with the legislature, and sensitive to the ever-shifting needs of addressing the issues that the legislature has to address in challenging economic times. I believe this person also has a great deal of scientific integrity, which is the cornerstone, I believe, of a position of this nature. And as I've heard from many of you in the audience over the past years, base the decisions on science, not emotion. And as a scientist, I couldn't agree more, and I believe that this individual will be right there with us in that. One of my colleagues used the word empathy. Outstanding quality that Phil has, and I believe this candidate has as well. Another of my colleagues used the word balanced, critical. As the former commissioner just said, these are not easy issues. We all know that. If they were easy, you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be making popcorn for this afternoon or wetting a line. You know, these are not easy issues, but we have to be balanced in a way that looks at the social, the economic, the political, but also the fundamental of that, wise stewardship of our natural resources. The word leadership is used often. I believe that any of the candidates embodied strong leadership capabilities and abilities. But one thing that came, and this is more of a gut, this is not empirical, this is just an emotional response. I've, as silver hair indicates, been around for a while. I've been in, like some of my colleagues up here, at senior management positions in the federal government, in the other Washington, in state government. I've been senior management in the university world. Having gone through searches for people, individuals of high caliber over a number of years, sometimes you got it on paper, and even in the interviews, a lot is the same, because they wouldn't rise to that point if they weren't. But at the end of the day, you got to go with the gut sometimes. And I was joking earlier, I remember, you know, my first ROTC lecture, you know, leadership. Sometimes you follow what's instinctive in that. And you, more initials does not a leader make, but there's something about it that you feel. And I feel that way strongly about everybody, but more strongly about one individual. So I'm pleased to support candidate D as well.
Okay. And I would vote.
So it sounds to me everyone's ready to vote. I don't want to repeat a lot of what has already been said, but I do want to just say that I also was very influenced by the experience, the breadth of experience of a particular candidate who had senior level management experience in a similar agency, both on the fish and the wildlife side. It's so hard to find someone with competence and experience in both. To me, verbal skills are one of the key aspects, elements of the person we're looking for. We want someone who can articulate very complex ideas in very vivid, clear, simple ways. Ways that communicate that we understand the breadth of viewpoints, the different perspectives, but we also have a job to do. We want a consummate professional. And one of the most important aspects of the director's job, besides what he does with us at the end of the table in informing us so that we make good decisions, so that our decisions are defensible, probably one of the most important aspects of the job is personnel management, administration, the daily grind of making sure that the department runs properly, is held accountable for all the funds that are given to it by the taxpayers, someone who understands the laws that we operate under and has shown an ability to operate within a complex system of state laws. And all of the candidates had that experience, but one person in particular impressed me with just the way in which he exuded a sense of self-possession, an ability to make other people confident that he is a leader, he is in command, he will be the captain of our ship. So I am ready to vote. I'm enthusiastic about this person. I think he's very professional, but as one or two of you also said, he's extremely likable. This is a person who will relate to a wide range of other people. So I am ready to vote, and I also wanted to just mention the breadth of the search, because I'm not sure we've shared that with the public. The depth of the search. We had a total of 29 candidates. Our consultant interviewed all of them, interviewed in depth the ones that he felt were most qualified for the senior executive job. We interviewed 8 candidates in December. We interviewed 4 candidates, 4 finalists who we picked to consider further. We spent a whole day with the first group. We spent a half a day with the second group. In the first interviews, we asked general leadership questions. During the second finalist interview, we drilled down into some of the most contentious, difficult, challenging, almost irresolvable issues that we face in the specific program areas. They were tough, tough questions. We did share them a week before with the candidates so that they would have time to think, to deliberate, to do a little bit of homework and research, because we wanted to see how our candidates thought about things. So I think it was a very, very thorough process. I think the candidates all did very well. I wish we could be more open with you about the qualities of every single candidate, but we did. We are allowed to keep confidential these sensitive personnel issues. But I did want to thank them all and let you know that we were very relieved that there is such a deep pool of very qualified, passionate people wanting to serve the state. Because this is it's a meat grinder of a job. It's a pretty thankless job. You get lots and lots of criticism, not very many compliments. So we are just pleased that so many high-quality people are interested and passionate. And to me, the most important quality we were looking for is the person who will be a leader of the 1,500 people who work for the department. That's a lot of people that have to look up to this person. So I am prepared to vote, and I think we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Mencken, would you make a motion? Let's move to select a candidate.
Madam Chair, I move to select a candidate for the position of Director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
I will second.
Okay. Did you specify which? You need to specify which candidate you're, so we can have a.
Okay. I nominate candidate D as the new director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
So you move candidate D.
I will second that.
The motion has been made for candidate D to be selected for director and seconded by Commissioner Smith. Further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Say no. Okay, motion carries. All right, now we need to take a break, as I mentioned, and we will announce the name once we have a formal acceptance of the job. So we should come back. It's 8:30. 9 o'clock.
I'm going to call Kelly. She just wanted me to tell her.
Thank you.
Want to call this meeting back to order? Boy, that was a very tough job that we just did. And someone mentioned sleeplessness. Oh my God, this has been one of those decisions that we lost a lot of sleep over. And so I'm very pleased to announce the name of our new next director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife for Washington, and that is James Unsworth, Dr. James Unsworth. He is currently the deputy director. Pardon? Oh. He's currently the deputy director for Idaho Fish and Game. He comes to us with a PhD and extensive experience at a senior level in a Fish and Wildlife Department. And as you heard, he was very impressive during the interviews. He's got extensive publications, so very happy to have a real live research scientist with management experience coming into the agency to lead it. And he is just such a likable person. I think you all are going to find, as you work with us to deal with the issues that you're passionate about, that this guy is going to listen carefully to you. You're going to relate to him very well. And he was very, very thrilled to accept our offer. So there you are, Jim Unsworth, new director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife.